Hey fam, it's Raven your GS and thank you for locking into another Cyber Nerd show. Before we get started with the madness, if you really enjoy our shows, go ahead and subscribe on iTunes, give us a mad review and throw in a 5-star rating if you really enjoy our content and banter. It really helps more nerds finding us easier and quicker. Other than that, enjoy the show.
We are live.
We are live.
We are live.
Did I say welcome to the main event?
Grab that thing, Grab. Are you mad?
Oh, man.
Behave before you talk about what I'm talking about, yeah?
Disclaimer!
Run that thing back. No, man, stay there in your corner, man. Run that thing back, man. I don't want to hear nothing from you.
We are live, guys. I'm Jay, one third of the Cyber Nerds.
Ready your GS.
Sam, Mr. Blitz Tech.
And we're here to bring you the Batman non-spoiler review. Now, if you haven't already, hit the subscribe button. We're in the road to 200,000 subscribers. Hit the thumbs up and press the notification bell so you can get notified every time we drop a banger. Now, The Batman, directed, produced, written by Matt Reeves, starring Rob Pattinson, Zoe Kravitz, Paul Dano, Colin Farrell, Jeffrey Wright, Andy Serkis, couple other man, and gather them out here as well, you get me? But yeah, where do you want to start?
That roster's a bit mad, isn't it?
Bruv, I only went halfway through the roster. You get me? The roster's a bit mad.
Man, seen the movie, yeah?
How many times?
I seen it twice.
How many times you seen it, sir?
3 times.
Get me? So, when I say man's well-versed in the Matt Reeves... Well-versed. Well-versed in the Matt Reeves... Batman universe. I'm telling you, man is well versed.
Yeah,
you get me? And the thing's not even out yet. So there's You get me? So like, non-spoilers.
I'm struggling to
non-spoilers.
About spoiling it.
Sam, do you want to start?
It's a struggle to not start spoiling anything, but
that's what I'm saying. Like
the thing I like about this the most, I think it's just the general story of like, it's not an origin, but it is, like, man is, like, just starting out year two. You can see that the way they just build each individual character in this movie, it feels like you've already been here. Obviously, we've seen Batman's before. We've seen how he begins. We see how he's, like, going through. But having, like, I think this time we're having, like, a young Batman. But we see how he's a detective in this one. Man still got the strength. Man still can do all the combat. And this feels like a very... well-rounded Batman just from the beginning, but he's still learning on the job.
What I think I really like about this, yeah, I don't know if that's a spoiler or not, but let me just talk about the production and that kind of stuff. Yeah, I love everything they do around Batman, growing the myth of the Batman in Gotham, how Gotham reacts to the Batman at the beginning of the movie and at the end of the movie, and how Batman interacts with the other characters. That's one of the things that I think that we've never seen before, and I feel like they dive into it crazy like this. In terms of like production with Matt Reeves, the noir, like,
it's mad.
Genre theme infusion in this movie, I want to say, is like probably the best thing about it for me. I'm really trying to think, but it's like, I'm so grateful that we've got a Batman that is told in this way. Because not just only is it noir, but it's legitimately like a comic book. Because noir, even though it's like not the same, the way it's told narratively with a voiceover, even going to the comic books with the yellow boxes where it's like, I am the Knight. Boom, 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 boom. This is what's going on in the city. That alone plugs me into a deeper state of just being in this movie. Do you get me? And yeah, I love that. I love that aspect of it. I think that's tough.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, I think the best way for me to start this is just... because like, the production is mad. The dialogue is amazing. The score is stupid though. Yeah.
Stupid.
yeah. Like the whole world, like just seeing Gotham and the people that reside in it, that the people that populate Gotham, and I'm talking about like characters like someone like Carmine.
Falcone.
Like I never thought I'd see John Turturro as a villain. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the way he just comes through, like, it's all like everybody's like has some sort of charisma to Gotham, and yeah. and it just flows so well from character to character. Whether you're a villain, whether you're a doorman, you've got like those people matter.
Yeah.
Like Matt Reeves, what? Yeah, man. It's mad.
I think it's mad to me because when I watched this movie, I was like, "Raw, it feels like a sequel." Yeah, hear this to The Dark Knight and Batman Returns at the same time. Oh, do you know what I'm saying? Like in terms of like the world and Gotham, it feels like Batman Returns, very gothic, very dark, very grey. But in terms of like The Dark Knight, I feel like story beats it comes off the back of that perfectly where. In The Dark Knight, they've just put away all of the criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And in this, they're dealing with the power struggle that happens after putting away one of the biggest criminals.
Right.
So Matt Reeves, I know on the low, he was like, I'm making a sequel to The Dark Knight, which is mine, but which is also maybe the sequel to one of my favorite Batman movies growing up, which is also infused with all these other movies I love, Seven, Zodiac Killer type stuff, all of that into his own thing. And I feel like it lands perfectly for me, for the most part, as like a standalone Batman movie and a new iteration. But I don't like the last 5 minutes where they're like, this is still a comic book movie, guys. And we have to tell you these things here. Do you know what I'm saying? For me, there's a definitive ending to the movie that it just keeps on going. And I will say probably that is my biggest negative. I don't think the runtime's too long. I feel like, but I do feel like there's like 5 minutes
if they would take
or 7 minutes we could shave off.
Yeah. I feel like that's for them just to add something for the seat. Like it's almost like this.
But we don't need
that's
it.
Why I feel like it wasn't Matt Reeves.
No, bro.
Everything else, like you said, felt like it was chiseled to perfection. And then all of a sudden you're like, That feels out of place. That feels kind of mad. So
you know what's so funny?
I hear that, but I think the thing for me is like, I can't, bruv, it's Matt Reeves' movie. listen. I'm not, bruv, from what we've had in the past year with the Josh Whedon team and the Zach's, I'm not separating studio and directors anymore.
Yeah.
Bruv, the project's the project. Do you get what I'm saying? So for me,
take the good with the bad.
Bruv.
Yeah,
bruv, the movie still bangs with it, and lots of people are going to get very excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Matt Reeves took the genre somewhere else and then said, "Oh, but no, we're still here."
Yeah.
Don't like you, man, fully commit to the thing and say, "Yo, this is a thriller, this is a noir movie, this is that," and we don't have to have these superhero tropes in it, fam, because that will hold the movie back later on down the line. You get me? And I just feel like it's so fire, bruv. It's so fire, like, you just didn't need it. But yeah, man, I'm going to get gas for it still.
Yeah, man. You know what? I want to give mad props to Michael Giacchino as well for the score. Because, holy crap. Like, bruv, the whole time I was in the, like, live orchestra, bruv. Like, the way this, I don't know how this team was put together. Like,
editing's mad, for sure.
Editing is super crazy. And the way the music just carries you throughout the whole movie. Bruv, like, I don't know if this is just energy just came together and it's like, raw. Like,
knew what they were doing.
Like, the same way, like, Matt Reeves just fleshed out everything. It's like, yo, I'm gonna flesh that with music. Like, I can literally just close my eyes and just watch this movie just with the score. Do you know what I mean? Like, the instruments being used when certain dialogues are coming through. Come on, man. That thing is stupid, though, bro.
Even coming off the back of that, I think what I really like as well is that there's times where it's not just the score, but it's just the audio itself is playing over other scenes. So, scene ends, but that audio is still playing into the next scene, which also then comes off as a joke or makes something that doesn't seem dramatic way more dramatic, or something that is dramatic seem way more lighthearted, but we're still getting the point across. Because there was times where I was like, raw, that was a joke, but I'm only gonna gravitate towards the seriousness of this, where other people were gravitating towards the comedy side of it, but I didn't feel like we was watching two different things, or like I wasn't connecting with the directing. And I don't know how man was able to finesse that, but like, so it's like, do you get what I'm saying? Like in a Guardians movie, it'll be like, oh, this is a joke. You either find it funny or you don't. But in this scene, it was like, listen, if you want to find this funny, you can. But if you want to just continue with a seriousness of this tone, you can do that. That there is sick levels, bro. And I don't know if I've seen that before. You get me? But I thought that was fire. In terms of characters, I mean, it's tough to talk about who. But
I was going to say Falcone's my least favourite, to be honest.
I'm going
to
jump on you with the Falcone thing.
Like, for me, I just feel like he was kind of miscasted. He like...
Really?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Being the person, like, being the person... Also, I was diving more into being the person he is, I was like, I don't know. It's kind of mad.
The spoiler review for this is going to be is going to be crazy.
So please tune into that, because I'm going to go have. But I feel like everyone else was just on job. Even like Raven was saying before, like even the small people, like even the DA, the guy, the DA.
Yeah.
Even had like a small part. I still feel like he was like encapsulating for
when
he
kept questioning.
Yeah. Like, stuff like that is kind of minor, but everyone else, like everyone just did a spectacular job. And like I said, I'm really going to go in when it comes to the
spoiler review. All right, look, now I want to put my position on Mark Carmine Falcone is now I'm in between both of you and Raven. Raven loves it. You don't like it
it's
at
not,
all.
It's not that I loved it. Sorry. I just said that
he's charismatic.
I never thought I would see him as a bad person.
Okay. Yeah, you're positive towards him, bro.
Yeah, but he's positive.
Positive, negative. Get me. All I'm saying is I feel like after watching it multiple times, I'm at ease with the character. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he seems a bit weaselly and squirmy. Yeah, and that's what he is. And that's what he is. I feel like I've just come to ease with that. You get me?
But he said he was miscast. That's a bit too hard.
I don't know. I don't know if it is because I feel like after the first screening, we felt the same way. But then after seeing it two more times, I feel like there's so much other stuff to focus on that maybe I've been like really a deep in man. But for me, we're gonna get deep in a spoiler review, innit? But Jeffrey Wright, super hard. Colin Farrell's Penguin, super stupid hard. Stupid hard. Paul Dano's Riddler, the dumbest fam. Like, bro, this whole thing's mad. The whole cast does fire, bro. Andy Serkis, he doesn't get as much screen time as he has. Alfred usually gets in Batman movies, but he's very effective with the time he gets. Zoe Kravitz and Robert Pattinson as a duo, I'm going to say the best Batman Catwoman duo Mancini, fam. I mean, easy.
It's not like we ever had like a good...
I mean, I feel like...
Michael Keaton
and Michelle Pfeiffer. And I feel like Anne Hathaway and Christian Bale's once calm as well.
We've got a sample size. Hathaway's like... I think there's like one or two scenes where like she goes hard. And I'm like, yeah, all right, cool. But I just... When I say that, I mean... Just like them two being so gelled together, like these two are. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
but these two get way more screen time together. And also, the dynamic between them is very different than any Batman and Catwoman dynamic. And it's crazy because I think usually when they show Batman and Catwoman, it's like they butt heads. You get me? But these two, the way they butt heads isn't really butting heads.
No.
They just stumble onto the same thing together and then they're like, oh, we're in this together. Like, and I appreciate that because it doesn't always have to be this, we're against each other. Oh, we're together. Oh, we're this. You know what I'm saying? It can be a mutual thing, innit? Get me. But yeah, have you man got anything else, like, just to...
Just get me to the spoilers, please.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen.
I'm struggling to talk right now.
There's a couple other standout key performances and stuff like that, but like when we can, you're gonna get the full spoiler review the day the Batman comes out, which is March 4th. Also, shout out to Warner Brothers UK for sending us to the premiere, main screening, wherever we was at, all three times. Get me. But yeah, jump in the comment section below, let us know what you're excited for, if you've seen it already, all of them things there. Subscribe to the channel on the road to 200,000 subscribers. Hit the thumbs up and press the notification bell so you can get notified every time we drop a banger. Other than that, I'm J1 for the Cyber Nerds.
Revenue GS.
Mr. Blitz Tech.
We'll see you next time. Peace.